The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to a special edition of Throwdown. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
And the Xbox Series X.
Hello, I am the Xbox Series X. Oh, we got sound like Mark Cerny.
Yeah, that's Mr. Carlos Romero there. And yeah, we're going to be actually reviewing the Xbox Series X, as you can see. If you guys are watching us on the Twitch and later on YouTube, there it is, the Xbox Series X. Carlos actually got his early, man. So we're going to get his review, early impressions, and all of that, man.
Yo, man, it was a surprise. I was like, yo, what is this arriving in my doorstep on a Saturday? I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah, okay, so let's scale it back. So how did this whole adventure begin, bro?
So, obviously, like, everyone else that's around this gaming sphere, I tried to pre-order the Xbox Series X on day one. And, you know, a lot of people tried. I managed to pre-order two of them, one on Amazon, one on Walmart. And yeah, I'm just like, okay, cool. Guess the waiting game now, because, you know, it was like a month or some or so before. So flash forward all the way to Saturday. And even before Saturday, I was checking always my orders, like, when the hell is this going to ship? The thing's going to come out next week, and it's already the weekend, and it's not even shipped yet. It's going to come out on a Tuesday, tomorrow, when we're recording this. And, yeah, it was Saturday. I just, you know, I went outside, and I saw a box, and I'm like, what? Excuse me? I was like, what is this? It could be, like, one of two or three things. It's either be a gift that I'm expecting. It could be a... you know, an order from Amazon that I pre-ordered something like 2 years ago and it's finally shipping, or it could be a next-gen console. And, you know, not to throw shade, I was like, yo, I hope it's a PS5. But it wasn't. But I mean, you know, I was still excited. You know, Xbox Series X, it's something that I've been seeing in my timeline forever, including, you know, from another Throwdown panelist, the host of the show, Tony Polanco. He had his on-hand review with the Series X. He posted on the Throwdown channel with Danny Pena. Shout out to Danny.
You know?
Danny! So, yeah. I got the console, and I set it up. I've been testing it. I've been playing it all weekend. I played it a lot today, and yeah, I'm just ready to talk about it.
Let's do this, man. So, yeah, again, I just wanted you to tell that story because it's kind of fun how, because, again, you weren't even expecting it, you know? It was like, what is going on here? You know, so, yeah, let's get into it. So, basically, what we're going to do is, like, just ask you a series of questions and, you know, you'll tell us about it. So, what was the first game you decided to try on it and how did it work?
That's a good question. By the way, it's, someone asked, it's the Walmart order. Not the Amazon. Amazon, you know, I got an email that's getting delayed. But the funny thing is I tried the game that is in the running for my game of the year this year.
Ooh,
and that is Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Oh, that's surprising too.
Interesting. That game, you know, I love that game. I played it on my PC. It was like amazing, you know, right? But it's one of the games that had the 120 hertz compatibility with 4K HDMI 2.1. You know, I just got an LG CX TV just like Tony. Had to test that thing out on HDR, and man, that game runs like fucking butter, man. It's so good, man. And spoiler alert, it's the game for me that showcases the Xbox Series X the best.
Wow.
You know, I played a ton of games, and Ori is the best. It could be, you know, I love the art direction of the game, but, you know, it does, the HDR is really good, the 4K is really good, but that frame rate, it's just so smooth. It's so smooth. There's no stutters, no hiccups, no nothing, man. Ori and the Will of the Wisp is something that's like, if I can bring someone, you know, we can't because, you know, circumstances during these days, 2020. Mm-hmm. But if I could bring people into my house, hip hop gamer style, and show them what's on my TV, it would be that game. On my TV? Wow. It would definitely be that game.
Wow. So it's a showcase game.
Yeah. It's great, man. It looks so good. It runs so good. It's a great game to showcase, you know, and obviously it's not a next gen game. So that's something to take into account. It's a game that's a current gen game that does get a significant improvement from the next generation bump.
That's awesome. Okay. And then, did you try any games that were more like, you know, had like more realistic graphics, something like a Gears of War or anything like that?
Yeah. So I played Gears of War 5. I played Halo Master Chief Collection and Halo 2 Anniversary in particular. Mm-hmm. But to go over Gears of War 5, that game, it there is an improvement. Obviously, it runs a lot better. It's in 4K. But the improvements are really minimal in a way. You know, it's kind of like when you, well, at least for Tony, it's like when you went from your PS4 to PS4 Pro and you started playing like The Last of Us or something.
Yeah.
Like it had that improvement. I think that's the best way to attribute the Gears of War improvement. I don't know if they're going to have another patch down the line that's going to add more stuff. But it looks good. It runs good. It's not as impressive to me as what Ori did.
Okay.
And another game I played, and we played this, you know, we streamed it on the Throwdown channel, Halo 2. We beat that game.
Nice.
I think we played it on the consoles too, right?
Yeah, we're playing on console. Yeah.
So yep. that game, you know, I played it on my Xbox Series S. On my TV, that game, playing it on the Series X, it runs so much better, so much better. It just, and it's still, you know. November 17th is the day that the Master Chief Collection is going to get a 4K 120 frames per second patch. I can't wait for that. And it looks great, you know, even without the patch. It looks and runs great. So, yeah, that's another game. I played Forza Horizon 4. Mm. That game looks great. But that's a game that looked great to begin with.
Yeah.
So I wasn't as excited for that as I was for Ori. That's going to be a running theme, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it kind of felt like Gears 5. It had an improvement, obviously, but it's not something where it's like, oh shit, like it just transformed into a different thing, you know? And yeah, that's as far as the realistic games, those are the ones that I played. I did play a lot of other games that we can get into later. But as far as the realistic ones, the ones that are supposed to, at least for the Gears 5 and the Forzas, those are the ones that are supposed to showcase the graphics. Those are the ones that I played. And they did run and look better, but not a major, major jump.
Yeah. All right. I guess we could circle back to games a little bit because I want to ask you about the actual hardware. What did you think of, you know, the actual physical Xbox, how did it setting up go, all that stuff?
So when I got the Xbox, the first thing I thought in my mind, and Manny's gonna get a chuckle off of this, I'm like, yep, if Tony ever visits me, I'm not gonna let him handle my Xbox. I treated that thing like a baby. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to drop it. It's you know, the size, it's smaller than I would have thought. I don't know if you felt the same.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I was like, oh, look at this fucking thing. I can just swing it around like crazy. It's little.
You know? It's tiny. It's, you know, relatively tiny. Relatively, obviously, yeah. we're going to get something that's not relatively tiny in the near future. But the Xbox, the Series X, it's so small. What, like, you know, the unveiling in December in the VGAs, it's like a freaking monolith, right? But it looks like a monolith, and in the camera it looks like a monolith, but it's actually pretty small, and obviously it's attributed to the dimensions of it. It's more of a square than it is a rectangle. It's decently compact. but it's well, it has a heft to it. It, you know, it's, you feel like the internals are, you know, I want to say, I don't know if cramming is the right word, but it's like they're fitting everything like a freaking Lego into that thing.
Yeah.
To make it all fit. And it's like, and it weighs,
it looks like
it.
Tetris inside, man.
It yeah, it does look like Tetris inside, and it weighs pretty well, man. It's the design I really like. It does look like a monolith. I'm a big fan of the 2001 A Space Odyssey, so it's nice. It's something that, you know, hopefully I'm not going to get too much fingerprints, because, you know, it does have the matte finish. So if your hands get like oily, I mean everyone's hands get oily, but in particular if you have like super oily hands, just be careful when handling this thing, because you will see them, especially with the black finish, because those things show all of the, you know, the little, the nicks and the marks in them.
Yo, Carlos, you know what you need to buy? You need to buy a bunch of like little apes and just station them around the Xbox. You know, little action figures, you know?
Well, you know what's funny? And I forgot to do this. What I was going to do is, I have a vinyl pressing of the soundtrack of 2001 A Space Odyssey, and I was going to put it in the background, and I forgot.
Yeah. By the way, I need to stop right now, because Brett is joining us. Hello, Brett.
What is this, Brett?
What's up, guys? I figured I just chilled the cut.
Yeah, man, definitely. Dude, yeah, we're, you know, hearing Carlos's review of the Xbox, which is basically us is asking him a bunch of questions. So if you got any questions for him, shoot him off, man. Shoot him off.
I've been actually using Twitter lately, so I saw it.
Very cool.
I was like, oh, dude, I should watch this. And I was like, wait a minute, why am I going to watch when I can just chill in the room?
That's right, you know. Brett, if you can, you know, just turn your camera on, because like you're the only odd man out right now, you know.
Man.
Even if it's just the background, there you go. But yeah, pop off, man. But yeah, so Carlos, so yeah, what about the back? Like, you know, what do you think of like all the inputs and stuff it has back there?
Yeah, it has all the standard inputs that you would expect. Obviously, it has the HDMI 2.1, and it comes with an HDMI 2.1 cable.
Oh, word!
and there are the rumors, you know, like those are crazy ass rumors. Man. Anyways, it you know, I saw the SSD slot as well. I do not have, for you know, clarification, I do not have the SSD expansion slot, the Seagate one. It's too expensive, man. It's something that I would want to get, but maybe when it goes down in price. Because
is it available at the moment?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's going to be available tomorrow, but I don't know beforehand. You know, a lot of things. Actually, the controller just shipped.
Yeah, I just got the email, too. Yeah, the shock loop, getting my joint, you know.
Yep, so yeah, I think that might ship tomorrow or today as
nice,
well.
Nice. Yeah, I guess my question really should be, is it available? It is in is it on sale, and is it available? Because they're two different questions, if you know what I mean. Because some of these accessories are very hard to find right now. But I guess tomorrow we'll find out, or today by the time you guys are hearing this. So that's cool. Yeah, because what I thought of the back, you know, it had the appropriate amount of slots. I think there was one like slot I was like, what is that for? Because every console always has that one slot where you're like, what does that do? And then they always
even
end
for
up
the old school people.
Yeah. Yeah, you're always like, what does that do? You know, and then that you end up using it for something like a year before the console goes out of, you know, gets out, you know, dies, you know, before the generation ends. Yeah.
What was it like? I remember in the Xbox, it was for the Kinect, right? Wasn't it?
A mysterious
connector for it.
Yeah.
Actually, the Xbox One had two HDMI ports, one for input and one for output, and this one does not have it. So that's something, and it's been talked about at length, but you know, they're not doing the whole TV box or cable box approach, because those things, even from 2013 when the Xbox One came out to right now, that those things are dying. It's all about streaming, even when we'll talk about the UI, but the UI has its own, you know, like all those apps for streaming and I think cable boxes are, you know, going the way of the dinosaur. Also,
isn't that stuff already in TVs?
What happened, Brett?
I was about to say, isn't that stuff already in TVs now? Like, you don't have to have a main box for your entertainment, because your TV just streams all the services. At least most TVs are smart TVs now, so you don't even have to turn on a console.
Yeah, I guess it depends on if it has the apps for, and I haven't checked for the Xbox Series X, but for example, I have Spectrum. And Spectrum, you can stream live TV using their app. So if the Xbox Series X has that app, then I'm going to be able to stream live TV on it. But that's to be seen.
But my big thing that I would imagine is, and I've heard this, and it's a good point, is hooking it up to your console will like plug into your fancy Wi-Fi or fancy sound system. So like if you already have a hard sound system hooked up, I guess it plugs into that better. That's kind of a question.
Well, yeah, and I mean people have been talking about how this doesn't come with an optical audio port, and for me it doesn't really matter, because I think with HDMI 2.1, the bandwidth that has, whatever audio formats that come in the future, I think it's not going to be a problem for that. So yeah, for me HDMI is good all the way for all that, for audio and video. But as far as the rest of the things in the back, it was no surprise. I think if you saw the video on the breakdown, all of those ports are the same. Nothing changes. The USBs, Ethernet and stuff. So yeah, no surprises in the outputs in the ports.
Okay, so nothing there. And since you brought it up, hold on. Carlos, would it be difficult for you to touch the top of the console? Because I need to test something.
Let me do that. But I'm not going to be able to talk, but I can hear you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You can come back.
it's not burning hot. When I was playing games, I did test it out to the rumors have been going crazy about, people. There was one that's like someone was burning their hand with it, and it's like, what, did you get a second degree burn in that, or what the hell is going on? What kind of burn?
But my favorite one was the guy said that it heated up his room like a furnace. I'm like, bro, like how big is your room? Is it like a little like 4x4 box? What the fuck?
I mean, I could say that that's true for the PlayStation 4. That thing will heat up your room.
Yeah, but the Xbox, dude, that thing, I touched. Me and Danny were playing shit for hours. Touched it. It's warm.
I mean,
it's
nothing smaller than a hotel room, and you were playing that for a few hours.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Because we played that at the hotel. No, the one we played for hours was that's a 3468 studio, and that studio is massive,
Okay.
But still, it's like warm to the touch. But the thing is, it's supposed to be warm. That's where heat leaves the console. You want heat to leave your system. You don't want it inside. Like, this is how physics works, people.
On that note, Tony.
Yes.
Last night I was playing PlayStation and it heated my room up because the thermostat's in there, from 73 to 78 degrees.
Yeah, PlayStation Pro, right? Yeah, I'm not surprised. That thing's fucking crazy. I totally believe that.
You don't need a heat. You don't need a heating.
It's cold tonight. I be turning my PlayStation.
Warm up the room a little bit.
It's crazy.
While the console did not burn my hand, it is efficient at exhausting heat. You can feel it. Like, it's like, oh damn! Like, it's really concentrated. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because it's all coming up through the smokestack.
Yes.
But it's coming out efficient and it's hot. So I could see someone with a smaller room having this thing, warm it up a little bit. I could definitely see that. But it's not gonna burn your hand. It's not something that worries me in terms of overheating or anything like that. It seems like all of the heat is dissipating as it should,
Yeah. Cool. All right. Talk about the UI. What did you think of it?
The UI is essentially the same as, the Xbox One family of consoles got an update previously to when this released. And they're all the same. It's like a unified UI. We've talked about it at length on Throwdown. The Xbox UI is not my favorite. It's something that I really actually despised, because it was too clunky. It didn't move as well. There was so much clutter, a lot of advertisements, and there is significant improvements to the UI. It has, I think the best improvements are with the guide button. So when you press the Xbox button, it brings up, your games that you're playing, the settings, your profile, your achievements, and all of that. I think that's the best part and the best use of the UI. As far as the home screen is kind of similar. It's a lot more streamlined and a lot more intuitive than it used to be, but it's not as significant improvement. And obviously, the Xbox Series X might have just small changes, but nothing. It's maybe more snappier and stuff, but it's not that different from the Xbox One UI that as it currently is after the last update. There's a lot of new features in terms of, and this is not UI specific, but you know, quick resume and all that is the new implementations that for me, and I think for Tony as well, were some quote unquote next gen features that we were like, oh, this is interesting. As far as the quick resume, it does have it's obviously when it works, it's awesome, but there are points where it doesn't work. And for games like Forza Horizon 4, for Gears 5, and obviously for Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves, I can obviously understand because whenever you're playing Sea of Thieves, you're always on a server playing with other people. But in a game like Gears, when you're playing single player, the campaign, every time you want a quick resume from, let's say, Ori to Gears, it starts the game over again from the beginning, from the title screen. And that's because whenever you play Gears 5, you have to sort of log into their servers. So it's not something. Yeah, so it's not something that you can, you know, you're playing on a shootout in a campaign. Someone tells you to play another game. Do you want to play with your buddies? Call of Duty. You go back. You're starting right all over again, that same level. So you have to restart the level unless you save it.
Do you think it's because that game has online drop-in, drop-out co-op?
I think so. I think that's the main reason why. There were games that it didn't work on. Like I mentioned, Gears, Forza Horizon 4, Sea of Thieves. There was another game. Grounded. I didn't get too far into that game, so I don't know if things changed. But in Grounded, it did that also. It made me restart over and over again. And actually, when I was watching Tony's video with Danny, I think it happened for one of the games too for him. I don't remember which one it was, but it was one of those games. But for games like Ori, games like the Master, like the whole of the Master Chief Collection, and actually, I tried 360 games, and it works for those games as well, which is pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, because
how many generations? It can go back to the original Xbox, right? Like it goes back all the generations.
Yes, so it goes. It can go back to several to all the generations. Exactly, pretty much backwards compatibility with the Xbox is all through the beginning. It's almost 100%. I think there's just a small number of games it doesn't work with, but the overwhelming majority of the games. And actually, I'm gonna be quiet real quick because I'm about to show some stuff, some games that I tested out. So here, yo man, show and tell time.
Yeah, that's show and tell. Let's see it.
Yo man, you showing?
Yeah. So for the audio listeners, just explain what's going on.
Yeah, sure. All right, let's explain what's going on. All right, so right here we got Fallout 3. We got a box of it. Cool. So he tested that. Right. Alan Wake. All right. He's showing the Xbox 360 boxes, by the way, for you guys listening at home.
Yo, and wait for it.
Oh. Mass Effect 2. The GOAT. Remaster coming. Man.
Yep. So
go ahead, Brett.
Oh, I was just gonna ask. It's kind of a unique time since they haven't really posted any of the update patches or anything like that. So all the increase in fidelity you're seeing is strictly from the hardware. So I was gonna ask, with that in mind, like, you know, without any optimization or anything like that, how big a difference are you noticing? And I'm sure somebody asked you that kind of question already, but you know, this is gonna be different when all the games are optimized.
No, and this is a good show to have those questions because no one's asked it here yet. No. So for obviously the main thing that you obviously can tell are the loading times. You know, Mass Effect, I was playing Mass Effect. It was loading it right away. I'm like, a couple of seconds. I'm like, oh, I'm in it. And I remember back in the day, that shit took forever.
You know.
To do anything.
Make a sandwich.
Exactly. You can make a sandwich. You can do a lot of things. So that's the first thing that you obviously notice are the load times. The load times are mad quick. And all of these games, by the way, are installed in the internal SSD, just for reference. As far as graphical improvements, Mass Effect and Alan Wake, I did notice the performance is better. But Fallout 3, I don't know if there is a patch for that or something, but it looked really good. I'm like, what? Was there a patch? I didn't see anything about a patch for Fallout 3. It doesn't look like a next-gen game or a current-gen game, but it looks like better than a 360 game. The graphics look pretty good.
I mean, I don't know if that game was running in sort of, if it was an unlocked frame rate or anything like that, but a lot of the games have the games that have unlocked frame rates on them or get significant, frame rate improvements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all like C60 according to what Digital Foundry said, which is really cool.
So, if you ever have the urge and stick in, what was it, Assassin's Creed? Was it Unity?
Yeah, Unity. Yeah,
yeah. You stick in Assassin's Creed Unity without the patch on it, it runs at 60 frames per second.
Yeah, Brett, were you gonna say, man?
Never mind.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, I experienced the same thing when I did the if you guys saw the video, we played Control, we played the Outer Worlds, and those were not patched; they just ran like that. Just straight up, so all your games are gonna, the only games that are not gonna run above 60 frames are the ones that are just locked 30 no matter what, but even those games, loading times, quick resume right away. And Carlos, how many games were you able to test, because the limit is 7? I'm pretty sure you didn't get even to close to that, but how many did you test out?
No, I think at the same time I got to, and it wasn't because of the limitations of the hardware or because of anything like that, but the most I got was, I want to say 5 or 6. So I had Ori and the Blind. Yeah, it was a lot. Ori and the Blind Forest was working. Battletoads was working at the same time.
Oh, nice.
Halo 2 Anniversary was working. Mass Effect 2 and Fallout 3 at the same time I had those. So, yeah, I had those 5 games. So it's like Xbox One games, Xbox 360 games ran at the same time, or you had the 4K 120 frames per second patch. So it was a wide spectrum of, generations of Xbox all working at the same time using Quick Resume, which is pretty awesome.
Pretty badass. Now, here's my question to you. Is this a feature you would use like a lot yourself?
That's an interesting question, because this feature is awesome for me. But the way I see it the most useful for me is when I play multiplayer games, So it's like, we're going to stream a Monster Hunter, or we're going to stream the Division 2. And we're going from that to, I'm playing Ori, for example, and I want to play the Division 2 with you guys and stream it, or Monster Hunter. But the reason why I'm hesitant about saying that is because I don't know if I'm going to play the majority of my multiplayer games on the Xbox Series X, since most of my friends play on the PlayStation side of things. You guys are going to be playing on the PlayStation side. Adam is going to be playing on both, and Brett's going to be playing on both, and my other friends that I play with usually play on PlayStation. So if hopefully and what Xbox has been doing great recently is making, or not just recently, but a lot, is making them adopt features that they never had. And it's like, this feature is a must-have feature, like Quick Resume, like the backwards compatibility, like, the multiplayer Xbox Live Gold stuff, like achievements and all of that stuff. So hopefully this is something that PlayStation can adopt, and I can have it in both sides whenever I need it. It's not something that's, I'm going to say, this sells the console. Because it doesn't sell the console for anybody, in my opinion, just from my perception. But it is a nice feature. It is something that, when in play, is something that's, a good thing to have. It's something that's, for me, it is a next gen feature, even though it's not something that you're going to use all the time. It's not a game.
Yeah. But there's definitely good application for it. Like, for example, you're playing like Ori, right? And then when your boy hits you up, it's like, yo, play some Call of Duty, right? You know, put Ori to you know, on hold, go play Call of Duty, then come back to Ori and you're good. Or if you're living with somebody, it's like, hey, you know, like they play their game and they finish to let you take your turn and then come back to pick up where they left off. So definitely a good feature to have, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I assume these just stay on there. So you can even use it for like Morgan and I are playing. We went back and started playing Divinity 1. I could just put that thing in suspend, leave it there for 2 weeks, and then come back and be like, hey, man, you want to play Divinity? And then just pop right in instead of having to go through 5 minutes of loading.
Yep, exactly. And the cool thing is, Brett, let's just say for the sake of argument that within those 3 weeks, you decide, hey, I'm going to go visit somebody in another state. You got to unplug your console and all that. Even unplug, you plug it back in, pick up exactly where you left off.
Yep. Yep.
It's really cool.
Didn't know that.
It stays, yeah. it stays like that, you know, because it's a solid state drive. It stays like that.
Pretty cool, man. All right, I think we pretty much ran through it. This is a longer review than I thought it was going to be, but pretty cool. You know how we get on through that, man. Extensive. any last thoughts you want to – actually, before that, any last questions you guys want to give to Carlos? Brett, you have any last questions you want to toss his way about the Xbox Series X?
Does it run 1440?
It does, by the way.
I think so, yeah. Yes, it does. I haven't tested it out, but yeah, I heard it does.
Yeah, it does.
I've been playing it exclusively 4K as it was, you know, meant to be.
As it was meant to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, I haven't tested out the 1440p. I am interested to see if it has 1440p ultra wide compatibility. Mm. I haven't seen that yet. So it'd be cool to test that out. But as far as its applications to 4K, it works pretty awesome, man. Also the controller. It's you know, the term that Digital Foundry use, it's not revolutionary, but it is evolutionary.
Yeah, it's nice, man.
You know, it's you know, the 360 and the Xbox One controllers are my preferred controllers to use. Actually, the Elite controller is my preferred controller to use. I haven't touched the DualSense yet, so, you know, we'll see about that when that comes out.
We'll see about that.
When we get to play the Astro Tech demo, the controller, you know, it's hard to sort of change something that's already almost perfect. The D-pad is awesome. It feels great. Like, Tony, you got to hold the controller.
Yeah,
the D-pad is actually,
it's really good. That's probably that and the share button are my two favorite new features. And Carlos, did you also notice that the controller a little lighter than the Xbox?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was like, ooh, yes. This is a little bit lighter, yeah.
I'm holding both of them right now. Actually, it's a little bit smaller than the...
It is smaller, yeah. It is smaller.
Excuse me?
You know, not a lot, but it is slightly smaller. I noticed that as well.
Slightly leaner. You know, it double A batteries. By the way, in order to prepare for this, I had to, you know, show and tell again, but this is what I did.
Oh, get this on camera. Right, so... So you had to buy a pack of batteries, double A's, a pack of 20 batteries. Hey, there you go. Wait, listen, man, when you're living that Xbox life, you got to buy batteries. Unless you buy a rechargeables, of course.
How much is the
thing that you plug in the back and lets you plug in your controller the same way you would like a PlayStation controller? Like, you don't have to take them out to charge them. Power pack.
Oh, yeah, you have to buy that separately. I don't think it comes with the console, though.
No. You can get that as well, or you can do AA batteries, or you can do rechargeable AA batteries, whatever works best for you.
Yeah, there you go. You got options.
Just because it takes batteries doesn't mean that you can't turn it into, you know, something that charges the way a Switch controller charges.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, the share feature is pretty cool. I showed some Ori footage on Twitter.
Oh, using the button? Nice.
Yeah, using the button, I took a screen. You can take it. You press the button once, takes a screenshot. You hold it for, you know, like a second or two.
Yeah,
it records like the last 20 or 30 seconds of video that you last did. And what you do is you hold the Xbox button after that, and it takes you to sort of like their little share like menu thing, which is pretty cool. It's not like it doesn't. It's like a. It's. A snap menu. It's not like you go back to the home place to do all that stuff. You can do that in the snap menu, which is pretty awesome.
Badass.
Other than that, it's, I mean, I just need to get my hand on those next gen games. I'm going to be playing Yakuza pretty soon. Excuse whenever me? Yep, when that's going to come out. So hopefully during Throwdown we'll have more impressions then.
Oh yeah.
But as Adam far loves as
that shit.
Yeah, Adam,
so
you know,
do I.
Adam surprised me. You know, I'm like, I didn't expect that to be an Adam game, but it is now.
Now you're so, right yeah. about that, because me liking a Yakuza game, you already know. He already know. No, but it's cool, man. So you got that to look forward to. And then, of course, you do have other things like Watch Dogs Legion or Assassin's Creed Valhalla, you know?
Yeah, but those might just be played on my PlayStation.
You know? All right, man, you have any questions for Mr. Carlos?
No, I mean, it looks like it's doing what it needs to do. You know, can't wait to see some of the stuff for it. I mean, you know, granted, I don't know what the output on the share button is, but it seems like it's probably close to whatever the PlayStation is, probably 60.
That's a good question.
You know, 180, something like that.
It's low resolution videos. That's the unfortunate thing. Yeah, you can't share 4K or even 1080p. Which is
the frame rate looked nice though when you showed it, Carlos.
Yeah, it's probably somewhere in 60, right?
Yeah, I would think so, because it did look smooth.
Yeah, it was mad smooth.
It was just lower res. Yeah, I wish, and maybe this could probably come up on a patch or something. But if you can just be like, oh, I want to share this at 4K or record all my captures in 4K or 1080p or something like that, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't really have any questions myself. You did a pretty thorough review there, sir. So we're obviously going to hear more impressions as the weeks go on, you know.
Good yeah stuff. It's a good console. It's mighty powerful, and it runs great. I haven't had any issues with the UI as far as, you know, glitching, or, you know, my system hasn't broken down or overheated or anything like that so far. I'll put it in its paces whenever the next gen games come out, but as so far with what I've been testing and what I've been seeing, it looks pretty good.
Would you say X gives it to you?
It's not all the way, but it's giving me something. It just hasn't given me everything.
All right, we'll have to wait on that. All right, good
yeah,
stuff.
Well, we'll see about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll see about that, you know. All right, that's going to do it for it, man. I hope you guys enjoyed it. There's a bunch of guys in the chat right now on Twitch. What's going on, people? You know?
Yo, what's up, people?
All right, so yeah, we'll be back with the regular show. Don't worry, GZDR, we will have a regular show this week. My man thought we canceled Throwdown. Oh,
no,
God.
We didn't.
We're here,
also,
man.
Also, by the way, if you're watching us right now, I mean, you missed the show, we on YouTube are running last weekend's Throwdown Your Questions.
Yes. This week. So jump over there, you know, unless you hate YouTube, because there's a weird separation between YouTubers and Twitch guys. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, man, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you around later.
Later, guys.
Deuces.